You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
At some point last year, I think it may have been the year before that, there was a show that aired on BBC Lifestyle called Listing Cape Town. You may have seen similar shows like this on BBC Lifestyle and on other TV shows, reality TV shows, where you have estate agents selling high-profile properties or expensive properties, luxury properties, and the like. Well, the show has been renewed for another season on BBC Lifestyle, and I'm joined on the line by a property agent who was in both seasons, both season one and now in season two as well, to take a look at the show, to take a look at the property space in Cape Town and just get a bit of an understanding of what we're dealing with here. Good evening, Jody. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start with your reflections of season one and coming into a very interesting landscape where your day-to-day job is now suddenly being televised as part of a reality show.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks so much for having me on your show. And yes, it's been a roller coaster, a lot of fun, a great deal of organizing, but all in all, a fantastic opportunity to get myself known out there as a realtor in Cape Town. And season one for me was an interesting one because we shot during COVID. So it really affected, you know, how we could portray ourselves as professionals in the industry, purely because we had face masks on for the majority of the time. And then access to specific properties was quite limited. So we really had to pull all tricks out of the bag to get the show across the line. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was such a great way to exhibit, you know, what I get up to on a day-to-day basis. And the team that I worked with was also highly professional and just great all around. And then moving into season two, completely different situation in that, firstly, Cape Town is on the map from an international perspective. I mean, it was, as we know, but really I can see the engagement from, you know, from international buyers. This immigration situation is prominent. And I just felt so inspired to have the opportunity to once again showcase Cape Town in its best light. And you're going to see it's a 10-episode show. And wow, the properties that we exhibit are absolutely breathtaking. And this time around, many of them have actually been sold, which is a great take on, again, the reality of what we do.
Jody, we'll come to the properties and the valuations in a second. You mentioned something about Cape Town now being on the map internationally. What is your kind of average client look like? Can you give us a bit of insights around a client that is seeing a property on, whether it's listing Cape Town or just a client that's interested in a property? How's that client seeing Cape Town as a market? How are they seeing it as an investment destination? Can you just give us a bit of a client profile?
Absolutely. So the majority of my clients are international. However, due to this immigration, I'm finding that I'm working more and more with South Africans. And you cannot compare Cape Town to, you know, to other cities in South Africa. I mean, they all have their benefits and their beauties. But from an investment perspective, from a quality of life perspective, from an infrastructure perspective, there are so many opportunities and possibilities. And from first-time buyers, you know, I work with friends. I work on referrals mainly. So a successful deal normally leads to another. But from, you know, international perspective, people arrive in Cape Town on holiday and some of them never leave. And it's due to the weather. It's due to the kind of landscape of the city, sea, mountain. It's safe. It's, you know, there's so much going for it. And then there are incredible opportunities from developments to luxury residences. The Airbnb market is thriving. So it's just, whether you're looking for something for yourself to actually buy or if you're looking to invest, the Cape Town property market really has it all.
Let's look at that market for a second, Jody. How is it shaping up and how is that sort of filtering into things like the listing Cape Town show? I mean, we're expected to see things like the Millionaire Mile in this season and all of that. How is the property market right now in Cape Town post the pandemic, because you would have seen it sort of in the pandemic and seen the demand and the recovery of that demand. Are we back at levels where people are saying, you know what, price is no longer a factor and they just want the home that they want?
So, Jimmy, from a season one versus season two perspective, we are now in a seller's market in Cape Town. And in season one, I like to remind the listeners, or at least the viewers, that properties were listed at a specific price and sold for a substantially low amount. So we were in a buyer's market, if you could have said a buyer's market then. And I showcased a property on the show that we listed it at 56 million, but it sold in that market for 39. So there were bargains to be bought during COVID. And that particular property, although it's undergone a full renovation, we have recently revalued that listing at 105 million. So it just shows you what is happening in the market. There's a demand. And like I said, Cape Town is on the international map. It's been voted one of the best cities in the world. And unfortunately for us South Africans, the global markets, you know, we've got Germans, UK buyers, American buyers, all different kinds of internationals that are flooding the market and paying these premium prices. And essentially, they're driving us South Africans out of the market. So what I'm advising my friends to do, just on a side note, is if they are considering buying, get in now, because I only see the property prices skyrocketing further. Yeah, in season two, we were able to showcase some exquisite homes, all very, very high in price. I mean, compared to what they would have been listed at 2.5 years ago. But yeah, we're back where we were pre-COVID. And of course, that's promising for us realtors.
Mm. Jody, what would you say is driving the valuations that we're seeing in the Cape Town property market at the moment? What trends are you sort of picking up around those valuations? Because, I mean, there's properties that we've seen that have been listed north of 100 million but are also unable to sell because some people might feel that the international pricing doesn't make sense. I think back to one property in particular that was being priced in US dollars, and because of the devaluation of the rand, that US dollar price, or the rand equivalent of that US dollar price, increased by some 20, 30 million in a short space of time. What are you seeing as driving some of the decisions that are being made in that space at the moment?
Well, firstly, you know, when people are spending this kind of, you know, when they're in this price bracket, they're savvy. They've done their research. They know what the market trends are and what's sold in the area. And they've got an idea of the expected price, or at least expected selling price versus the listing price. I like to say that the listing price is generally about 10% higher than what it would sell for. But these savvy buyers are most certainly considering things like being off the grid, privacy, security, views, proximity to amenities within the neighborhoods, and you know, car space for their car collections, or large gardens for their children, whatever the case may be. But it really does vary from suburb to suburb, because like I said, you've got, you know, for instance, let's say Sea Point is a thriving investment hub at this stage. But and so people who are buying in Sea Point as investment properties in Sea Point will most likely not be buying for themselves to live in. They would consider perhaps living up the hill in Fresnay or in Bantry Bay or out in Constantia. So, you know, whether it's an investment or a lifestyle decision, there's so many factors involved. And that's where my job comes in. You know, what works? What can I put forward? What's, you know, I ask all the questions. I actually have a wish list that I send all my clients. And once I've got those answers, then I know exactly how to assist them best. So, yeah, some interesting requests out there, let me tell you.
Well, from a 20 million rand discount to a 14 car basement garage, the Cape Town property market certainly has it all. And if you just want to get an idea of what it looks like and you want to do some guilt-free shopping with some of the realtors in the area, be sure to catch Listing Cape Town Season 2 on BBC Lifestyle. I think we'll leave it at that. Jody, thanks so much for the time and the insights. Jody Smith, who's a realtor in Cape Town, and is part of the Listing a Cape Town reality show, both season one and season two.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.